91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy. I'm Ashley Gale with 91X News. CFB Trenton Base Commander Colonel Dave Cochran took over Canada's largest air base during tough times. Cochran took over in February of last year. After just over a year of pumping up troop morale, Cochran is saying goodbye. Colonel Sean Friday, who is serving at Canada's command headquarters in Ottawa, will take over Cochran's command this summer. It's not easy being green. That's why the Living Green in Quinte Trade Show and Expo is welcoming families to join in on the fun. 14 regional nonprofit groups help organize the event. Conservation Education Coordinator Maya Navrat says over 50 vendors will be there to demonstrate the benefits and impacts of green living.
Where they can go to get local green products and services, and who they can go to get some great advice.
This is the largest green event in the Quinte region with about 300 people each year. Michael Ignatieff is having a hard time convincing Quebec voters to lean Liberal. The NDP says Quebec Liberal candidate André Forbes was a founder of the Association of the Rights of Whites and made derogatory remarks about Natives, Muslims, and gays. Ignatieff says if it's true, he'll remove Forbes as a candidate by the end of the day.
The remarks that have been allegedly made and quoted to me are utterly unacceptable. They stand against everything a Liberal has always said and believed. So I'm asking for a report on those remarks. If they prove true, I'll take decisive action this very day.
NDP leader Jack Layton is in BC promoting a $250 million a year national home care program. Prime Minister Harper is campaigning in an immigrant-rich part of Ontario, promising to help newcomers pay for training so they can get their foreign credentials recognized here. Optometrists in Ontario have recognized the green light to prescribe, have received the green light to prescribe medication for routine eye infections as well as more serious diseases such as glaucoma. John Mastroianni, president of the Ontario Association of Optometrists, says that until now, optometrists had to refer patients with infections to a doctor, often in an emergency room. The Federation of Canadian Municipalities is calling on the federal party leaders to reveal what they will do to help cities and communities if elected. Federation President Hans Cunningham says 40% of municipal funding will expire in the next 36 months, so it's crucial to know how the next government will help them compete in the global economy.
They need to tell Canadians how they will work with municipalities to police our streets, fight traffic gridlock, and solve our homelessness crisis. And all party leaders need to tell Canadians how they will build strong cities that can compete in the global economy.
Cunningham says federal investments totaling $1.9 billion a year are in need of renewal. That's 91X News at 2:03. Here's Christine Hostler with sports.
The Wellington Dukes play tonight in Game 2 of the OJHL's Buckland Cup in Oakville at 7:30. And the Picton Pirates will take on Alliston at home tomorrow night for Game 1 of the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. The Leafs play a throwaway game tonight against New Jersey after officially being cut out of a playoff spot when Buffalo beat Tampa Bay 4-2 last night. Calgary has a golden opportunity to get back into the playoff picture. The Flames host Edmonton just 2 points shy of an 8th place Chicago in the Western Conference. The league-worst Oilers are coming off a big home-and-home sweep of league-best Vancouver. It's one of several games in the NHL. There are 15 games going on in the MLB today. The Angels and Rays are at the bottom of the third right now with the Angels up 1-0. Meanwhile, Toronto looks for a second straight win over the Oakland A's tonight at the Rogers Centre. Women's ski jumping will make its Olympic return at the 2014 Winter Games in Russia. The sport has previously been rejected admissions to last year's games in Vancouver despite a legal challenge. The IOC also added men's and women's ski halfpipe, mixed relay biathlon, and team events in the luge and figure skating to the games. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X Weather.
Today it's mostly cloudy with 60% chance of showers with a high of plus 5. Tonight, it looks like it'll clear up with a low of minus 5. Thursday, the sun's coming out with a high 10. Friday, more sun with a low of 0 and a high of 11. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm Ashley Gale with Christine Hostler, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.